The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk.
From rising cancer rates in younger people to increasing infertility, scientists are warning that many of us may be aging faster than we should, and our diet could be a major factor. In his new book, The Age Code, Dr. David Cox explores the emerging science of showing how what we eat can influence the aging process at a cellular level and even determine the age of our organs. And Dr. David Cox joins me on the line now. David, good morning and welcome.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me, Lots of Pat.
Now, I suppose that we should start with the concerning evidence that our bodies are aging faster, perhaps, than they used to, even if we do live longer.
Yes, I mean, I think there's been some very lots of disturbing trends, I would say, in the last 30 years. You know, we've seen this rise in cancers in the under 50s, and there's also more and more people getting inflammatory diseases at like a young age, which they normally would have got like sort of in their 60s or 70s. People are getting these diseases in their 20s and 30s now. And also we've got rising rates of infertility, and all of this kind of points towards the fact that people are aging faster than they should.
So the question of not how long you live, but how well you live the years you have is the critical one, really.
Exactly, because I think what's often kind of quite key in aging is that, you know, a lot of people are sort of getting like so these horrible chronic diseases now, like so kind of by their 40s, 50s and 60s. And, you know, the big challenge for public health is to allow people to sort of live longer and disease free, you know, so they can get into their like 70s, 80s and 90s before they have like one of these diseases.
Now, in your book, The Age Code, you point to our nutrition as one of the drivers of this new trend of, for example, under 50 cancers.
Exactly. I mean, I think nutrition is a very interesting one with aging because it's something which is perhaps the most within our control. You know, we all like to eat 3 meals a day, you know, and so it's the thing which we can perhaps influence most when it comes to how well we age. And particularly like, so for example, like so with the rising numbers of cancers in the under 50s, we now have quite clear evidence that a lot of a reason for that is because a lot of us simply aren't getting enough fiber in our diet.
And that would be fairly easy to rectify. You talk about the different forms of nutritional stress and how they interlink. What do you mean by nutritional stress?
Well, yeah, so basically across the book, I describe kind of 10 forms of nutritional stress. So different things like sort of which we're even not doing or things we're eating which are not good for us in our diet, which are basically stressing our bodies, which is accelerating aging in different ways. So for example, to give you a couple of examples, you know, many of us are eating essentially too much. You know, we're basically from the moment we wake to the moment we sleep, we're eating in some way, whether that's meals or kind of snacking. And it basically puts what I call metabolic stress on our bodies because our bodies are not getting a chance to kind of recover. So essentially, basically when you're eating, your body's growing. But when lots of you're not eating, that's when your body has a chance to repair. And for too many of us, we're placing this stress on our bodies because our bodies are not getting enough of a chance to repair.
Now, we all know about chronological age. We celebrate birthdays every year. But the difference between chronological age and biological age, can we measure biological age in the way that we measure chronological age?
Well, this has been a real advance in aging and health over the last like sort of 10 years. And I do truly think it's going to transform like medicine in, you know, the coming years and decades. So we're now starting to get lots and lots of different tests, which basically like sort of estimate how old we really are based on our biology. So they will measure the amount of aging which has taken place in your DNA or the amount of aging which has taken place in your immune system. And that actually gives you a much more accurate representation of how healthy you really are. So to give you one fascinating example of that, there was like a lady in Spain who lived to the age of 117. But one of the key reasons was biologically, if you looked at her gut and her immune system, she was probably 20 years younger. So that just really likes to kind of indicates likes of how, you know, keeping your biological age down, even as your chronological age is going up, can like sort of allow you to stay in good health for much longer.
Now, looking at your DNA at a cellular level, obviously you can see the number of mutations that have taken place, and that'll give you an idea of, if you like, how much damage has been done. But that can't really be reversed, can it? So what elements of our bodies can be reversed in terms of the aging process? I mean, can you make the liver younger? Can you make the heart younger?
100%, definitely. That's the really exciting thing which we're starting to like sort of learn from biological aging tests. So for example, you mentioned DNA aging. One of the things which basically happens as you get older is that your DNA kind of becomes noisy. It sort of loses control. So when your DNA, when you're young, basically, your body has this incredible flexibility to sort of turn genes on and off exactly when it needs them. And we sort of lose that, basically, like, sort of as we age, which is what makes us more prone to developing cancers, because some gene has been like left on when it shouldn't be, for example. But we know that, for example, one of the key ways in which our body is able to sort of regulate our DNA is through having enough B vitamins in our diet. B vitamins are really, really crucial for DNA aging. And a lot of people, because they're deficient in B vitamins, DNA aging is taking place faster. So for example, I spoke to aging scientists. You said that one of the single most important things you can do to age better if you're over 50 is to simply take, like I said, either a B multiplex, supplement or a B12 supplement.
Now, the good foods versus the bad foods, and the culprit invariably in any conversations about diet tends to be ultra-processed foods and, I suppose, sugar, particularly white refined sugar. If those are the bad guys, are there good guys that we can call upon to kind of counteract the bad guys?
Well, one of the most like sort of kind of empowering things I felt like, so which I discovered while I was writing the book, was the fact that one of the key reasons why many of us are aging too quickly is because of what we're not eating, rather than what we're eating. So, and this is quite an interesting concept which has just started to emerge, because obviously a lot of us, as I mentioned, we're not getting lots of enough fiber, but we're also just not, we're eating too many processed foods and not enough whole foods. And like, so when we eat like some more whole foods in our diet, I'm talking about like some kind of fruits and vegetables here, like some in particular, but also fish, lean meat, things like that, whole grains, we're getting like some kind of many valuable like some micronutrients, so key vitamins and minerals, which can keep our bodies like some healthier for longer. But there's also like some a whole world of like different plant chemicals, which are often contained, particularly within like brightly colored fruits and vegetables, which can do all kinds of things. So stimulating our brain's immune system, all out to kind of like staving off like sort of high blood pressure, all kinds of different ways in which they can keep our bodies functioning and in check.
Now, people will say, okay, if I take this advice, I get my vitamin B in sufficient amounts, but whether that's out of a pill box or wherever I might get it, perhaps through food, I have maybe a dose of oily fish, whether that's a capsule, again, from a packet. What else do I need?
I think there's lots of things which we can do. I mean, one of the really interesting ones is you can do a lot to age better simply by changing the timing of when you eat. So if you think about, you know, like so the typical like so dietary pattern which most of us follow, we have our biggest meal in the evening and we have a relatively smaller breakfast and lunch. In actually, like aging science shows us it should be the other way around. The biggest meals of the day should actually be our breakfast and lunch, and we should have a smaller, lighter dinner. And this is for multiple reasons. We've kind of discovered that like sort of our metabolism, like sort of how we break down food, is actually at its most active in the morning. So that's when our body is like sort of kind of most capable of dealing with like a large amount of calories. And instead, like most of us tend to kind of bombard our body with a huge amount of calories in the evening when our metabolism is more sluggish. And also as well, if we're eating like sort of a big meal, like so kind of in the evening, that's going to impact our sleep, which is so important for allowing the body a chance to repair itself adequately. So there's a lot of fascinating signs showing that you can age better, you can avoid like sort of putting on weight, if you simply like sort of kind of shift the pattern of your thoughts.
Now, this is scientifically driven, of course, this thesis. But I mean, there's that old expression that you breakfast like a king, you lunch like a prince, and you dine like a pauper.
Exactly. I mean, it's quite interesting, like, of how that's that sort of like sort of really reflects modern aging science in many ways.
The question of inflammation, so many of the diseases we hear about, inflammation is a part of it. How do we reduce the possibility of inflammation in the gut?
That's an interesting one. So basically, I think inflammation is a kind of a sign that, like, so your immune system is like aging too quickly, basically. One of the interesting things which some scientists I spoke to, like, so said that gut inflammation is all about, like, so the balance between, like, so how much saturated fat you're eating versus how much fiber and omega-3s you're eating. And unfortunately, for a lot of us, we're eating, like, so too much saturated fat, too little omega-3s and fiber. And if we just shifted that balance just like a little bit, then we'd have so much less inflammation to be dealing with in our gut.
It's a fascinating book. It's called The Age Code, subtitled The New Science of Food and How It Can Save Us. And its author, Dr. David Cox. David, thank you very much for joining us on the program.
Thanks so much. It was great to speak.
The Pat Kenny Show, Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.